Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Anyway, right here on KGYM. Coming up, we'll talk Major League Baseball. RJ Anderson of CBSSports.com will join us. We'll talk about what's happening in the world of baseball. Some basketball news to let you know about today as well. And your next chance to play Race to Win is coming up. So stay with us. It is the Gym Class for a Tuesday right here on KGYM. And there will not be a Triple Crown in 2019. Welcome in, Gym Class for Tuesday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producers. We take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today on KGYM. RJ Anderson going to join us from CBSSports.com. We'll talk some Major League Baseball happenings with RJ. We'll do that here in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so as we dive into things here for a Tuesday. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, the locally owned and operated place where families meet up again and again. It's located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. They are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. And whenever you need to gather to get away from the grind, it's conveniently located right there on the northeast side at corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. So we encourage you to stop on by, presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. As you mentioned, another chance to play Race to Win. We got it off to a good start yesterday. I revealed some squares, which is the name of the game. People are busily writing it down, not while they drive. We encourage you not to write it down when you drive. And so I think we're going to get some action coming up on our show or the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn today.
Yeah, as the days move along, people keep track of this, and there will be matches. We're going to get 15 of them in the next week and 4 days on our show and the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Great game, memory, concentration, whatever you want to call it. We call it Race to Win.
It's more than $1,000 worth of prizes.
Yeah.
Including 6 general admission tickets, the grand prize to the Indianapolis 500, the 103rd edition of the greatest spectacle in racing. And that will be that'll be coming up 2 weeks from this Sunday. And that should be a great race once again this year. We'll have your chance to win coming up in just a little bit. As I mentioned, RJ Anderson's going to join us here in just a little bit. No Triple Crown this year, Mark. The owners of the winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Country House.
Thank you. Name escaped me for a moment.
Country Horse, Country House.
Country House, 65-1 in the Derby. Said, thank you, no. We're good.
Yeah.
And it's fine. It hasn't happened in a long, long time. Hasn't happened in a long, long time, but it is their prerogative to run the horse or not to run the horse. And quite frankly, I think they, along with most of the betting public, believe that Country House did not have a chance at winning the Preakness or the Belmont. I would have loved to have seen him try, but we're not going to get that opportunity. And also, the disqualification of Maximum Security went by the boards today as well.
And that horse will not compete in the Preakness either.
But there will be horses there. I can assure you, the Preakness will go on. They will race at Pimlico for the Black Eyed Susans. And somebody's going to be there a week from Saturday. So I assure you of that.
Scott, I think I'll fire up the text line.
Please do.
That's the Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line, 319-366-1600. Also our phone line, Kyle Mann. Manning the phones today on the other side of the glass. And we have news out of basketball. We'll have some comments about baseball. And again, you mentioned Race to Win. And by the way, you can check out the whole list of prizes at KGYMradio.com. It's the top tab under Happening at the Gym on the main page. And you can find so much information there, our programming schedule, our Emil's Hideaway poll question, which we'll bring to you shortly, and so much more.
Including talking about Lunchbox Heroes. Tomorrow we're going to be out and about, we hope, with very nice weather, nicer than they're forecasting tomorrow, because it's not looking good at this particular point. But we're going to be out in Hiawatha tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Going to be feeding about 70 to 80. And like over the noon hour. And a big thanks to all our great sponsors, led by Built by Pros, the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, United Rentals, Star Equipment, UFG Insurance, Imon Communications, Red Wing Shoes, Chick-fil-A Lindale Mall, Airgas, Acme Tools, Chick-fil-A Coleridge Mall, and Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company. All those good folks are going to be helping out tomorrow. 319-366-1600. Mark and I and Kyle. I like Kyle walks in, walks out. Don't walk. If you walk in, you can't walk out that quickly.
All right, my bad. I'm set up. I'm here.
You're ready to go.
Yep.
We may need you here.
Okay.
We may need you because Tyler in Cedar Rapids is on line one, and Tyler has a question about the NBA, and you know that Mark and I are such big NBA fans.
That actually is why I worked my way in here.
Tyler, you have a question about the Celtics. Good afternoon. Thanks for listening to the program, by the way.
Yeah, thank you guys for letting me on. I loved your show.
Thanks.
Hey, I have two questions for you. One, do you think the Celtics are going to be able to have a chance to come back in seven? And two, if not, and Kyrie leaves, do you think that they would be willing to trade up to two to get Ja Morant as our new point guard for the future?
Interesting questions. It's always a possibility. I will admit I am not the biggest NBA expert out there. So take this with a grain of salt. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Tyler. But sure, they can come back. I don't see it. The Bucks, I think, are just a better team at this point than the Celtics are.
Yeah, I'd sort of have to agree. I think like the Celtics have a lot of talent. And coming into the season, I thought Celtics probably should come out of the East. But things just didn't play out the way that, you know, a lot of people thought they would. That team didn't mesh as well as it should have. And the way it is, you're exactly right. The Bucks, you know, with a player like Giannis, he's absolutely unstoppable. And then the Bucks play really, really good defense. And so that's just a tough team to deal with. So the outlook for the rest of the series for the Celtics, I really wouldn't feel all that great. And then in regards to the draft, Danny Ainge has proven to be aggressive on draft day. But especially if they lose Kyrie, the best thing for the Celtics to do is to keep all the assets they have and move forward with what they're already building.
The interesting thing about the draft, from what I've read and heard, is that should Phoenix get that number one pick, Phoenix's big need is a point guard, i.e. Ja Morant, who would fit in well with the Celtics as well, obviously. Bypassing Zion Williamson for Ja Morant,
exactly.
I don't know if that'd be really wise, but in terms of getting a piece that you need, that's been a discussion out there, and I'm not sure it's a wise one on Phoenix's part, but yeah.
That's super interesting, because I hadn't thought about it, but the Cardinals, they're right there in Phoenix, just went through the same exact thing. First overall pick, and the best player on the board, at least the most attractive player on the board, Kyler Murray, is a player that you don't necessarily need, because you have Josh Rosen, but at the same time, you really could use that marketability, and so you're right, I never really thought about that. That is a very weird position for the Suns to be in.
Kyler Murray and Zion Williamson and billboards all around Phoenix, Chandler, Scottsdale.
Things get pretty exciting there.
How about
in Phoenix?
That?
All right. You guys have a good rest of your show.
Thank you. You can stop back at any time. You're always welcome. 319-366-1600. That is Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. That is the phone line as well. By the way, it is. Here's your Milwaukee Bucks nugget of the day. Not Denver Nuggets, nugget of the day. And it is the 33rd anniversary of one of the great Bucks of all time, the great Paul McCaskey, fouling out in one quarter against the Philadelphia 76ers on May the 7th, 1986. Read that earlier today. And thanks to the phone call, I have a chance to throw out my Paul McCaskey.
Six fouls in one quarter.
Six fouls in one quarter, basically trying to stop Charles Barkley and Moses Malone. I think it was Moses. I know it was Barkley. I think it had to be Moses Malone on that Philadelphia team as well. But fouled out in one quarter. His sixth foul was against Charles Barkley. There you go. There's your Milwaukee Buck tidbit of the day. 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. You mentioned basketball news on the college front for both Iowa and Iowa State today. First of all, for the Iowa Hawkeyes, not good. You know, you always ask somebody, we got good news and bad news. Which one do you want first? And I usually take the bad news first. So I'm going to give you the bad news first. The Hawkeyes today were told that one of their transfer players that they were after, DJ Harvey, formerly of Notre Dame, had it down to 4 originally, then cut it down to 2 that he was going to make his visits to, Vanderbilt and Iowa. Former AAU teammate of Luca Garza in high school. A lot of people thought that was the end that Iowa needed. Well, made it official today on Twitter. He is going to go to Vanderbilt to conclude his career, which did surprise me a little bit, but then you and I talked about it, and when you take a look at all the intangibles that Vanderbilt can offer as opposed to the Hawkeyes, and not saying anything bad about the Iowa basketball program, but Vanderbilt is the shiny new toy right now because Jerry Stackhouse, the former NBA All-Pro, former All-Everything in college, is the new coach at Vanderbilt. And this is the first big get that he has had. And I think that played quite a bit into Mr. Harvey's decision. Just my opinion. Might not have, but I really think it did. What do you think out there? 319-366-1600. So Harvey will not be taking one of those scholarships that Iowa still has to offer.
Well, I thought Iowa might have a leg up because of the Garza connection. But that's just one of the things that obviously Harvey considered. You know, one of them is Nashville versus Iowa City.
Maybe he was enamored by the draft being held in Nashville.
I'm not sure, but with any recruiting, I mean, Harvey has proven himself at Notre Dame, but was he going to be a savior for Iowa and or Vanderbilt? Maybe at Vanderbilt he will be. I don't know if he'd be a savior at Iowa.
Vandy doesn't have a ton. Vandy doesn't have a ton right now. Especially, they did have one very good player, but is going into the draft. Other than that, they went 0 for the SEC. So, and the SEC was a very good basketball conference this year, but still, the cupboard is very bare in Nashville right now. The other piece of bad news from Iowa City, the Housers made it pretty much official. They have not declared where they are going to go, the brother act from Marquette. But Iowa, at one point, was going to be one of the 4 schools that they were going to visit. That is not the case now. Virginia, Wisconsin, and Michigan State will be the 3. Iowa is out, so therefore I would imagine that the Hawkeyes will not get the services of the Hauser brothers out of Marquette.
Well, I think Iowa was 4th all along on that list.
I think they were,
too.
I think there was very little chance of the Hawkeyes coming away with those 2. Would have been nice, but you're right. Now, that's the bad news. How about the good news? Caleb Grill is going to be an Iowa State Cyclone. Caleb Grill, 6'6", combo guard, from just outside Wichita, and it's a young man that is a terrific athlete, was a All-State football quarterback, high-jumped 6'8", this spring during the track season, which is still going on, and played for his dad, state runner-up team in Kansas. And this guy can shoot. He can take it to the rim. He can put it down with authority. He can do a lot of things. And it's something that Iowa State, this is kind of a new type of player for the Cyclones. They've had good shooters in the past. They've had guys that can take it to the basket. They haven't had that combo guy, though, really. And this is kind of that guy. And like you said, TJ Otzelberger had him signed, sealed, and delivered to South Dakota State. Otzelberger left to go to UNLV. Grill reopened his recruitment process, and now is going to be a Cyclone. Chose Iowa State over Kansas State and UNLV. And apparently his stock has really, really gone up over just the last several months or so. And a lot of people commenting that this is a really good get for Iowa State. Considered only a three guard right now by 24/7 Sports, but...
Three-star. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it is what it is, right? So he'll be a Cyclone.
Yeah, the way you described him, that's an exciting type of player for Steve Prohm. We shall see. You know, he must have been a bit of a late bloomer. South Dakota State, not a bad program.
No, but good program.
It's not a Big 12 program. Iowa State, K-State, and what'd you say, UNLV?
UNLV, where Otzelberger
went. Yeah. Also showing interest. So
I think he could step in there and play for Iowa State next year.
He might.
And get on the court immediately for the Cyclones. They've got openings. Iowa State still has, I believe I read today, four scholarships, I want to say, that are available. No, two scholarships. They have four in the class, so two scholarships. I had that backwards. Two scholarships still available if they want to use them for this year, with everybody departing and then the seniors leaving, that Iowa State lost out there. 319-366-1600. If Cyclone fans, if you would like to comment on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, love to hear from you out there with Iowa State's brand new recruit that will be coming in. And he is a good one. And you don't see 6'8 high jumpers very often. That's the thing that really is eye-popping out there. Yes, you can have your vertical jump guys and basketball, what have you, but to have the athleticism to high jump 6'8".
Got some hops, huh?
Is a pretty cool deal. Pretty cool deal. Not as good as Paul McKeskey fouling out in one quarter, but there you go. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to RJ Anderson, and we will do that coming up here in just a little bit as we come your way here on the Tuesday edition of the show. Caddy Smack comes up tomorrow, by the way. Get your golf questions ready to go for Brian Haas. And we are going to have with us here tomorrow, Rick got this together, Von Halyard is going to join us, who writes for, is a freelance writer for various golf publications, also a videographer for various golf industry related items.
Pretty good stick, too.
Not bad. Not bad. Cedar Rapidian. And he's going to join us here in the studio coming up tomorrow. So looking forward to that. And then, as always, your questions for Brian. We have some.
After last weekend? Yeah.
We have some questions, and I'm sure you have some questions for Brian as well. 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. RJ Anderson's going to join us in just a little bit, and we will talk with him about Major League Baseball. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, presented by Third Base Brewery, right here on KGYM.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex Decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex Decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
Did you know that motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any other motor vehicle on the roadway? Safe riding practices and cooperation from all road users will help reduce the number of fatalities and injuries on our nation's highways. Because motorcycles are smaller than most vehicles, they can be difficult to see. Their size can also cause other drivers to misjudge their speed and distance. All motorists are reminded to safely share the road and to be extra alert. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at lindertire.com.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There is a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Before the start of the game, or once the game is over, the soundtrack for your celebration is Smart Rock on Smart FM. KGYM and Smart FM are the perfect combination for a great summer of top-of-the-line sports coverage. And Smart Rock is the perfect complement for all the action on and off the field. Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Back with you at 3:23. It is the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Twins baseball coming up tonight at 7 o'clock as the Twins will be in action looking for another one against the Toronto Blue Jays. Shutout last night, right there?
Yeah, Martin Perez continues doing great things on the mound. 5-0. Another quality start. Bats came together. 8-0 victory over the Blue Jays. And that was a Blue Jay team that gave the Twins fits. Up in Minneapolis earlier.
Yeah. And to talk about that and all things baseball, RJ Anderson from CBSSports.com joining us. You can give him a follow on Twitter at @R_J_Anderson. That is his Twitter handle out there. Just go to the fine website, CBSSports.com. RJ, thanks for joining us. Talk a little baseball today. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with Mark's Minnesota Twins. Just continue to play very good baseball. 21-12, second best record in the American League. And tell you what, right now they pass the eyeball test.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, to their credit, they did not approach this off season as though the division was out of hand or that a playoff spot was out of question. And, you know, Cleveland gotten off to a less than desirable start. They didn't really have a good off season at all. They subtracted more talent than they added. And Minnesota has taken advantage of that. And, you know, Minnesota, last time I checked anyway, their infield almost had more home runs than the entire Detroit Tigers lineup. And that just goes to show, you know, they're bopping, they're walking, and the pitching staff, you mentioned Martin Perez, you know, Jake Odorizzi is obviously pitching out of this world. You have them to Barrios. And then the bullpen, you know, the overall numbers aren't too impressive there from the relief corps. But when you look at, like, their top four or five relievers, they've been dominant. It's just been a really good team-wide effort, and it seems like they're going to hang around at least in the wild card race and perhaps the division race all season long.
Yeah, RJ, we were talking before the show about when Miguel Sano comes back, and maybe that's within the next couple weeks to a month. And, you know, Marwin Gonzalez was a good acquisition for the Twins. He's a versatile player, postseason experience. He's playing good defense at third. That's Sano's position. Got Nelson Cruz at DH. I don't think Sano's going to supplant him. CJ Krohn at first base. So I'm not sure what happens when Sano comes back.
Yeah, it's a good question. My guess is that they would probably move Marwin Gonzalez into more of a super utility role where he could get spot starts, you know, here and there throughout the week. And at the same time, though, you know, these things tend to take care of themselves, and it's possible that by the time Sano is ready, someone has suffered an injury, or, you know, perhaps CJ Krohn has performed well below expectations to the point where maybe they want to get, you know, Sano or Gonzalez some action at first base. And, you know, these things, you know, it's a good problem to have, having too many solid plus players, but at the same time, you never know when injury is going to strike, and you never know when you're going to need that extra bit of depth.
Mm-hmm.
I will back that up, though, and Mark asked me this earlier today. Is it time maybe to cut bait on Miguel Sano? Does he have one more chance to prove himself with the Twins, or are they just going to ride it out for as long as it takes?
I would assume they intend to give him at least one more chance because he's still in the organization. You know, obviously there's some makeup issues there, and, you know, his performance hasn't really done him a lot of favors, but the fact that he's still of the organization leads me to believe they're going to give him this year and go from there, because otherwise it would have been pretty easy to cut bait with him last winter.
RJ, Dallas Keuchel says he's not asking for the world, or is he?
Well, I mean, the only report we've seen lately suggested that he was willing to take 1 year, $18-plus million, or a longer term for less money annually, and I think that's a fair asking price for a guy who seems to be, at this point, you know, a quality mid-rotation starter. Unfortunately for him, you know, he's gotten caught up in a number of, you know, number of factors that kind of limited his market. And one of those factors, in my mind, is that he doesn't fit the current mold of what teams want in their pitchers. They want high spin, high velocity pitchers who can go out there and pitch up in the zone in the fastball, overpower and challenge batters, you know, try to limit the home run ball. Whereas Keuchel is more of a sinker baller, a finesse guy. And that just doesn't fit what teams want anymore. In addition to that, you know, there was word that the Reds had taken him off their board because of medical issues they identified. And, you know, it's a bad combination there. You add in the draft pick compensation. And unfortunately, he's really been limited in his market. I think he should be employed. I think some teams should just step up and sign him, especially in an American League club who's maybe on the fringe of that wild card race. But unfortunately, my guess is he's going to have to wait until the draft pick compensation goes away in a few weeks.
When he goes, the dominoes start to go, though. Would that be the logical thinking, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he should come off the board relatively soon. I should try Kimbrel. It's funny, you know, we're talking about these guys. Kimbrel literally has the most saves ever through an age 30 season. All these teams out there need bullpen help, including the Washington Nationals, who were, you know, fighting a disappointing season. And yet, Kimbrel's name hasn't really came up in rumors as of late.
A lot of folks expected Vlad Guerrero Jr. to take the major leagues by storm, at least the American League. When he came up, he's up, not hitting his weight by any stretch. I watched him last night against the Twins, and he didn't look particularly good. I think this is just an adjustment period, because this guy can clearly hit.
Yeah, this guy is a generational style hitter, and right now, you know, when you look at the numbers, he's hitting the ball hard, but he's hitting it into the ground a lot. So, you know, he has a quick bat. He has a good approach. He's eventually going to figure this stuff out. But give him a little time. You know, it's easy to forget that he's 20 years old. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's been hyped for years now, but he's 20 years old, and this is his first, you know, 2 weeks in the majors. In 2-3 years, we won't even remember this period.
I would imagine you're right. We don't even remember that the Boston Red Sox got off to a horrible start this year, because here they come. Sale got his first win, and all of a sudden you look up and the Red Sox are only 2 games under .500 and 6 back. And a very top-heavy American League East, though. They're going to be fighting it out with Tampa and the Yankees, but Sox are starting to hit now.
Yeah, water always stills, and there was too much talent on that roster for them to remain in a team-wide slump and, you know, be flirting with last place. So it's not too surprising to see them get back on the right foot. And, you know, they called up Michael Chavis, who was arguably their top hitting prospect, and he's really taken over second base as his own, which is a huge boost to that lineup, because Pedroia and Holt and Nunez, they'd all struggled at the plate. So that's a big thing for them. The key now is staying healthy. I mean, Price is on the injured list. Obviously, they're out without Eovaldi for a while, and I'm a little worried about their rotation depth, but they can stay healthy, get healthy. You know, I think they're going to be in not only the division race the rest of the year, but it wouldn't surprise me if they end up repeating as American League champions.
RJ, one of our native sons, Scott Schebler, sent down more because of his lack of production than anything else. But up comes Nick Senzel. And the question is about Senzel. Hit 2 home runs yesterday, first inning and second inning. And tell us about this guy.
Yeah, he's a really good prospect. You know, he was the number 2 pick in the draft a few years back out of the University of Tennessee. Talking about a guy who was originally a third baseman. He moved to second base last year. Now he's a center fielder. Should have the athleticism to do just fine there. But the real calling card for him is his bat. You know, he's a guy who has the potential to consistently hit .300 at the big league level due to his approach and his bat-to-ball skills. He's going to have some power as well. And, yeah, he's a potential number 2 hitter for the foreseeable future, and probably an above-average center fielder as well. So a really good player. He's going to make some all-star games. And if you're not familiar with him already, get familiar with him.
Playing next to Yasiel Puig, though, that should be a very interesting dynamic.
Absolutely.
The Washington Nationals. I know Rendon came off the IL today. I still call it the DL. Old school guy. But this team just constantly underachieves and underachieves and underachieves. I don't feel worse for any player in Major League Baseball than Max Scherzer, who seems to go out and light up opponents and gets loss after loss after loss. Is it just time to cut bait with this team and just start all over again?
You know, that's the question they're going to have to answer. And unfortunately for them, it's probably going to get worse. You know, they're in the midst of a 20-game stretch where they're playing all winning teams, and 14 of those 20 games are on the road. You know, this team's not 100%, but even when they were 100%, they weren't playing up to their talent level. So you're right, you know, it seems like a perennial underperformer, and the only time they haven't really underperformed is when Dusty Baker was their manager, and, you know, you saw that guy him. So it's a disappointing team, and I don't really know what they're going to do, but they're probably going to enter July in a situation where they have to make some very, very difficult decisions.
RJ, I'd like to hear your take on the National League Central, because the Cubs sweeping the Cardinals at Wrigley Field over the weekend appeared to give them a lot of momentum, took a step back last night against Miami, not a huge deal by any means, but you've got three, maybe four, pretty solid teams there, and I'm not going to say Cincinnati's a contender, but still only six back, so let's handicap this division, if you will.
Yeah, I actually think it might be the best division from top to bottom in baseball, because, you know, you mentioned Cincinnati, and it's true, a little ways back, but their pitching staff's been very good, and that lineup's going to hit some more going forward, so... you know, for handicapping the division, though, I do think it's going to be between the Cardinals, Cubs, and Brewers. And right now, I would have the Brewers third. That pitching staff scares me. You know, they're not as good in the bullpen as they were last year, and that rotation's basically a mess at this point. And then, you know, between the Cubs and Cardinals, I probably favor the Cubs. But, you know, that Cardinals team, I mean, that double play combination is probably the best performing double play combination in the league right now. Paul DeJong kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, that extension they gave him was a little questionable at the time. Now it's looking like one of the most team-friendly deals in baseball. So, yeah, I think the Cubs do have a little bit more talent, but it's going to be a fun summer and the fall. And I think if you told me that any of those three teams did win the division, it wouldn't surprise me too much. But if I had to pick one, I'd say Chicago is the favorite for me.
Problem, though, right now anyway, is the Cardinals cannot beat the Cubs.
Yeah, and, you know, that's how it goes sometimes with these rivalries, right? I don't think it's because the Cubs are necessarily, you know, head and shoulders above the Cardinals, but that's the way it's gone, and we'll see the next time they match up if the Cardinals can get back on the board.
Yeah, and especially it seems at Wrigley Field. The Cubs have had the Cardinals' number, especially as of late here. Any, as we kind of get into the sixth week of the Major League Baseball season here, RJ, before we let you go, is there anybody, any team or any person that has really caught your attention, surprised you a little bit, good and bad so far?
Yeah, I don't know how off the board you want me to go here, but one guy I've really been paying attention to is John Means. He's a left-handed pitcher for the Orioles, and, you know, it's generally not a good sign when you aren't getting opportunities on the worst team in baseball, and last year he really didn't get an opportunity, and he came in this spring, and, you know, they have a new regime there in their front office, and he improved his changeup, and he has one of the best changeups in baseball now, and you add it with his command and, you know, his feel for pitching, and he's actually turned into a pretty solid mid-rotation starter. So, you know, if you're wanting to impress your friends by naming some random Baltimore Oriole pitcher who's really improving his stock this year, then John Means is your guy.
Well, it's random pitcher and or athlete day. We mentioned Paul McKeskey a little bit earlier on with the Milwaukee Bucks way back in the day. But that was before your time, RJ. Hey, keep up the great work with CBS Sports. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk a little baseball with you again down the line. Appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thank you all for having me.
You bet. RJ Anderson, give him a follow on Twitter and follow him at cbssports.com. R_J_Anderson is his Twitter handle out there. 3:36 here on the program. Take a break. Come back. Have more for you on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right after this here on KGYM.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Call the KGYM studio line now to play Race to Win, 366-1600.
We'll take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600 to play Race to Win. We'll do that coming up here in a moment.
Baseball season just started, and I'm looking forward to seeing how those big-time free agents impact their new franchises. And if you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Game two of this three-game series, Jose Berríos in the mound for the Twins, opposite Aaron Sanchez. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Yeah. Race to Win.
Time to play Race to Win here on the Gym Class for this Tuesday, and we are very happy to have Jay from Cedar Rapids on the line with us here to play a little Race to Win, see if he can win one of our 15 terrific prizes. Jay, how are you on this Tuesday?
Good.
Good. You've been listening yesterday. You got this all down. You have squares right in front of you and all that, right?
No, not really.
Okay. Hey. You never know. You could you could take it all right here. All right. We have squares 1 through 30. All you need to do to win one of our 15 fabulous prizes is to match up the two squares that correspond with that particular prize. It's as simple as that. So what number are you looking at to take first here, Jay?
Let's try 26.
Number 26. Let's see what's behind there.
Tickets to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Oakland A's on July 21st at Target Field.
There you go. Four tickets to see the first place Twins take on the A's on July the 21st.
I know the match. Can I
no,
play?
No, Mark,
come back.
Be quiet.
Oh, come on.
Mark, be quiet. All right. What number is going to match that?
11.
Number 11. Let's see if we have a match.
Four tickets, a T-shirt, and a hat from the Cedar Rapids River Kings.
Ooh. Oh, you were so close. You heard tickets.
Four
and
tickets,
you, yeah. Yeah, you got very excited, didn't you, Jay? Hey, Jay, appreciate you playing. Keep track and keep on listening to KGYM. We do appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Jay from Cedar Rapids, our latest contestant. I got excited there for a moment because I heard tickets and thought we had a winner. Not quite, but use that information, Eastern Iowa and beyond, and use it wisely.
I want to predict those Twins tickets might be one of the first prizes off the board.
Yes, usually the Indy 500 tickets, the Twins tickets, first couple to go. We got some great prizes as far as Race to Win is concerned again this year. Thanks to everybody here at KGYM for helping us. We do appreciate it. You can go see all the prizes at KGYMradio.com, but just some of the prizes. Mentioned the Twins tickets, the prize package from the Cedar Rapids River Kings, Citizens Men's Watch from Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, four tickets to see the Peter Frampton Show at the McGrath Amphitheater on Monday, July the 29th, and, of course, the grand prize, the six general admission passes to the 103rd running of the Indianapolis 500 coming up on May the 26th. So that's what we have for you to win with Race to Win right here on KGYM. At least one opportunity, if not two, coming up with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. And that will be from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Twins baseball tonight will join up at 7 o'clock from Rogers Center as the Twins take on the Toronto Blue Jays coming up tonight. No NBA basketball this evening. The next NBA action will come up on Friday. That'll be game 6 between Houston and Golden State, which is now tied at 2 games apiece after the flop fest that was last night's game.
Saw a few of the highlights.
What has more flopping now? What has more flopping? The English Premier League or the NBA playoffs?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. 319-366-1600. What has more flopping? Soccer or NBA basketball?
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of NBA, but I did catch some of the Denver-Portland game. Game 4, which Denver won.
Tie things up, right?
I was amazed. Jokic or something like that. Mm-hmm. The big center, you know who I'm talking about?
Yep.
Phenomenal player.
Absolutely.
Well, great vision.
They're putting it into gear now that the playoffs are here.
He had a triple-double. I never heard of the guy. I never seen him play before, but he was terrific.
Yeah. Two more NBA games coming up tonight. But they take a backseat to what I think is one of the greatest, greatest moments in sports, and that is Game 7 of an NHL series. And we've got one tonight. St. Louis Blues hosting the Dallas Stars in St. Louis. And winner take all, loser plays golf starting tomorrow, turns in the equipment, and the winner keeps on trucking to the Western Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing better than Game 7 hockey. And it should be a very good one tonight. I'm partial to this one.
This is where I start getting interested.
We'll see. This has been a series that has been so up and down, you cannot figure out which turn is coming up next. Bishop in goal for Dallas, a little bit dinged up right now due to just a vicious slap shot that he took in the shoulder, is going to play tonight. One of Dallas's top players was in a walking boot earlier today. Do not let that fool you, Blues fans. He is going to be in there, and he is going to play. First thing Alex and I said today, the resident Blues fans in the sports office, yeah, he's playing. He's going to play tonight. There's not going to be any doubt about that. So, and he probably will be out there and probably will do very well. But Game 7 hockey is just astounding as far as all the twists and turns that you can have. And they play until there's a winner. They can go until 3 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Could be, now that I've said that, it'll be probably 7-1 one way or the other. But they could play overtime upon overtime upon overtime until this thing is decided. 319-366-1600. You'd like to comment on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hurtina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City.
I'm surprised Kyle didn't come rushing in here. Liverpool has beaten Barcelona for the UEFA Champions League title.
No idea.
I wonder if he knew that.
No idea. No idea about that. Come here. See, now you got his attention. Now you got his attention. And the second appearance by Kyle
What's
today. Mark said he's
Champions League?
He was surprised soccer? That you did not fly in here after the soccer became
Liverpool
final.
Beats Barcelona.
I know. I didn't fly in here, but I have been keeping track on that. I've got my two soccer friends who helped me a lot with my soccer minute. They're Barca and Liverpool fans. So I've been following that game all day.
It's Barca?
Oh, it's Barca.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Barcelona, Barca, yeah.
It's just shorter, right?
It's okay.
It's okay. Are you preparing a soccer minute?
I can get one together. I've been doing a little bit of a tour back here.
Nice.
Just getting some FaceTime with the listeners.
Do you like Game 7 hockey?
Yeah. I actually, who was I talking about this? We've got a hockey fan who calls in every now and then to talk some hockey with me, and I was explaining to him, I am not a huge hockey fan. I wouldn't even actually call myself a hockey fan. Like, I follow hockey, but with that said, when I was at Iowa and the Blackhawks were so great making the run that they were, everybody was watching playoff hockey, and so you could not avoid it. All the bars had it on. Every house you walked into had it on. That is some good action. I don't know what I'm watching, but it is incredibly intense. I really enjoy playoff hockey.
No, I would agree. I think it's one of the best things, if not the best thing, as far as sports is concerned, is playoff hockey, especially Game 7.
It's so up-tempo, and at least in it seems like hockey has a way of staying close. You know, I even recall, I'm talking about a few years ago, so, you know, hockey fans might be annoyed at the dated references here, but those Blackhawks teams, I remember, you know, either way, it was, you know, somebody was down 3-0, 4-0, you know, by the end of the next period, it's all tied up or something. And hockey is just exciting in that way, where it seems like you might think there's a bigger lead, but those can go away very, very quickly, quicker than I would have thought.
Yeah, and it's the officials usually let them play quite a bit.
I like
in game
that.
Seven.
I
mean,
that.
It's they don't want to be a part of determining the winner of all this. And I know Todd and Alex are going to talk about it on their show from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. But so I won't spoil things too much.
Big night for Alex.
Both of us, man. Yeah, he's a native San Diegan. But yeah. There could be another Big Ten team going into Division One hockey. So, not the Iowa Hawkeyes. Not the Iowa Hawkeyes. Let me just throw that out there. So, they'll have more on that coming up. Please listen from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock.
Iowa needs a hockey team.
With Todd. What is this, Dragnet? A good hockey team.
Yes, Poole beat Barca.
Yep, they did. Yep, it's over.
That's interesting.
The Mark Duke soccer minute here.
You're going with pool now?
What sport would you add at the University of Iowa if you had the opportunity to do so? You know, Iowa State is easy for me. Bring back baseball.
Yep.
Come on.
Baseball is such just a pure sport. I feel like I wish every college could have a baseball team. Every small town, every small community in America can put together a baseball team. I feel like every college should be able to do the same.
You know, at Iowa, there's the Iowa offers sports for basically everything that high schools here offer, and then some. Field hockey, not played in the state. I kind of think lacrosse.
I was thinking lacrosse. I mean, yeah, baseball is the one thing if you don't have it that you know that's immediate out there. But kids like lacrosse though. But it's got to be grassroots, though.
Yeah, and I guess here's my question with that is, like, with lacrosse, Iowa would be starting from the bottom. So you have no reputation. You're never going to get any players to come here.
Field hockey was the same way, though. Women's field hockey.
I guess that's
an Eastern game, by and large.
That's do you think that they would be able to get enough transplants from outside of Iowa to form an entire, you know, lacrosse program?
I don't think it'll happen until maybe Iowa high schools embrace it,
yeah,
or clubs spring up. Lacrosse clubs,
yeah,
spring up.
It has to be very grassroots, as in under the University of Iowa.
Bowling would be huge, right, Scott?
Oh,
Iowa bowling team?
Bigger than anything.
Probably bigger than lacrosse.
Not bigger than Bowling Night in America, but just about as big. Just about as big.
We don't have eligibility left, do we?
Oh, yeah.
But ice hockey?
Isn't
if you add men's ice hockey, do you have to add women's ice hockey?
I do believe that's how works.
If Iowa decides to add another sport, it has to be on both sides of the aisle.
Well, where's the women's wrestling program?
There you go.
That,
boom.
I believe, okay. Somebody smarter than me, if I'm wrong, will call in and let us know. But I've heard it termed that the wrestling team is offset by the women's rowing team. Scholarship-wise.
There you go.
John in Dubuque is all in on lacrosse.
Good. There's one.
Not lacrosse, Wisconsin. Lacrosse.
Oh, yeah. He probably likes lacrosse as well, but.
Very close to Dubuque up there. Thank you for the text at 319-366-1600.
It's a moot discussion because I wasn't going to add any sports anytime soon.
Iowa State's not adding baseball anytime soon. UNI is not adding baseball anytime soon. So you're right. But one can dream, can't you?
Esports.
Esports is coming.
Yeah.
Esports is coming.
There's a collegiate championship in that, I believe.
Yes, there is. A couple of the American River Conference schools have it. Upper Iowa is going to have it if they don't have it already.
Is it esports or gaming or one of the
same? Esports, gaming, it's all the same thing, but it's coming whether you like to see it or not.
60-15 rugby, baby.
I believe Iowa does have a rugby.
A club team.
I believe they have a club team. I think many of the universities have a club team for rugby. A lot of these sports are clubs. Iowa has a hockey club.
As does Iowa State, I believe.
As Iowa State's got a very good hockey club. Just not quite the
intercollegiate level
as a Michigan, a Minnesota, or what have you out there. All right, 354.
Chunk texting in?
Darts.
Darts.
We both jumped on that soon, didn't we? All right, we'll take a break, come back. We're going to preview what's coming up on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn before we hit the 4 o'clock hour and wrap things up as far as the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way after this here on KGYM.
Car guys know not all motor oils are created equal, because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLite technology, designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline, trusted for 150 years. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic high mileage and a filter for just $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, Who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Kyle was telling us in the break. Kyle, you want to explain here?
Yeah, since I was wrong and somebody did call in to correct me, I would just want to say sports aren't, like, wrestling is not canceled out by women's rowing. It doesn't work like that. It is not sport to sport. It is just scholarships for men and scholarships for women. So that is your Title IX refresher for the day.
Very good. Thank you for that. By the way, we had text. We had curling in there. We had, Iowa does not have men's soccer.
That's true.
So a lot of people texting in as far as men's soccer is concerned. We're not playing men's hockey in Iowa City anytime soon, collegiately.
What about men's and women's bowling?
We said that.
Oh, did you?
We did.
I did not hear that.
We said bowling.
I've been watching a lot of the PBA. At home, late
it's
at night.
Addictive.
I'm a
isn't
lonely,
it?
Lonely individual.
It's kind of like
Kyle Troop. Kyle Troop is my guy.
It's kind of like Friday night curling in curling night in.
Is he a two hander or one hander?
He's two. Are you not familiar with Kyle Troop? Do I have more more PBA knowledge?
Dropping the knowledge on us.
Just Google his image. He looks like he's the guy who looks like Bob Ross.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Okay,
his dad was on the tour back in the day.
Yes, very much so. All right, what do you got planned?
Well, we revealed yesterday one of the two Indy 500 spots on Race to Win, so hoping to give away the Indy 500 tickets today. Brad Botkin of CBS Sports will get us up to date on the NBA playoffs. And Ed Creech of MLBTradeRumors.com is with us to discuss all things baseball-related.
And hockey.
And PBA.
And PBA coming up.
Not to be confused with Professional Bull Riders Association.
That's a whole different
animal. I believe is PBR, right?
Yes, but not to be confused with
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, exactly.
See how Heineken. Heineken.
You see how we get off the...
Now we're talking Blue Velvet.
The beaten path here very quickly.
You started it with Paul Mokeski. This is all on you.
That is a beautiful statistic, though. You got to admit, that is a beautiful statistic.
The six fouls
in one quarter.
Yeah. Doing that today in today's NBA game, you'd be suspended for 30 games.
Yes, you would. But back in 1986, that was just a part of playoff basketball. All right. Well, have fun, 4 to 7. And then we'll have Twins baseball at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll join up with the Twins and the Toronto Blue Jays. Caddy Smack coming up tomorrow. And we will also have for you a wrap-up of our Lunchbox Heroes stop in Hiawatha coming up tomorrow with hopefully no rain, but looks pretty imminent as far as the forecast. But get your golf questions ready to go for Brian Haas coming up tomorrow. We've got a good Caddy Smack edition ready to go tomorrow. All right, Mark, we will talk to you at 3 tomorrow.
Yep, and big see you day
over,
tomorrow.
See
fun
you over
day.
Lunch.
I'll be there.
All right. Been listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.